We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month, thanks to the support of the State Theater in Portland, Ford Murray Law, and listeners like you. This is Music That Moves Me.
Alone one night a while back, I realized I had an urge to listen once again to the famous Miles Davis album, Kind of Blue. How many times had I heard it since that first time a half century ago? Literally countless. I'm seriously into everything Miles did. John, my best friend growing up, was a pretty unusual kid. His taste, curiosity, and comprehension far outpaced his chronological age. At 16, his heroes were William Blake, Charlie Parker, Allen Ginsberg, Jackson Pollock, Ezra Pound, the Marquis de Sade. All the good, bad visionaries and boundary pushers. So I paid attention when, in an indelible moment, one night that summer of 1960, John hipped all of us underage beatniks to a particular treasure, Miles's latest album, Kind of Blue. John's life and mine shortly became ever more complicated, and just before graduation, he institutionalized himself for several months before going on to college briefly. And in time, he became harder to know as he lost the ability, or maybe the interest, in sharing his discoveries. His enthusiasms were muted. Then he vanished into the life of a poet maudit. Of the several defining gifts he bestowed, that barely apprehended glimpse of Miles's brilliance at work, something I hardly understood then, has remained the cornerstone of my appreciation of all things magical. So, in a momentary old guy mood for something grounding, I once again put on Kind of Blue, reconnecting with choice memories, exploring the soft melancholy of age. And even though I knew every bit by heart, its perfection still had the power to astonish. And suddenly, as John Coltrane lifted off into his ascending solo 4.5 minutes into the second tune, Freddie Freeloader, I realized I was weeping. For Miles, for Train, for young John, and for me. I'm Gordon Lutz, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for all the details.